or Martin heritage. It is rich, dynamic, and encompassing. It is that heritage that over the years have made such a vast contribution to the Cayman Islands we know, or we now have today. And of course, the main element in that heritage is our seafarers, and we'll be hearing from quite a number of them this afternoon, as we mentioned earlier. Now, Steve, Mr. MacPhail, you went to sea, you then came ashore, and I believe you went back to school, college, and became a lawyer, and it's made quite a great contribution here in our local community. But you started out at sea. So let's start out with you in the middle of Georgetown. I'm somewhere along the line in our conversation over the years, I think I heard you refer to this. You got your passport in your back pocket, and you're looking to get a ship. Just tell us a little bit about, and you were, what, 16, 17 years old at that time?
Well, I got my passport when I was 16, yes. And some of the people who were my heroes at the time were like Ivan Farrington and a guy called Dickie. They had gone to sea before me, and they used to come back with all the beautiful clothes. I remember I used to always be jealous of them coming into Georgetown with their beautiful khaki clothes and their short sleeve shirts and their Elvis Presley jackets and things like that.
Did they have a high pressure cap?
And well, they never wear high pressure caps on those days. But Ivan, especially the first time I saw people wearing the pockets on their legs, just like they do in the military, was Ivan Farrington wearing them and the beautiful sneakers, the beautiful loafers with the beautiful socks. And I always want to be like that too. So I got my passport early and decided to go down to, whenever I heard that there was a call coming in, I used to go down to Mr. Bertie Padon's office and stand around. But I was really skinny, really, really skinny, really slim and skinny. You could never get to the front of the place. So sometimes I'd sneak in and get to the glass window and peep in and watch them while they were interviewing the men. And sometimes, you know, the recruiters would be looking through the window, look at you, but they never call you inside. That happened to me several times. I was so disappointed. But the first trip I got was, I decided with my friend and Rawlin Ebanks, we decided to go down there this day. We heard that a call had come in for men. And we went down there this day, and we really pressed. We would not leave the glass window looking inside of Mr. Bertie's office. And I remember the guy said, the guy pointed to us, and to those pointed, and they called us inside. And we went in, and he says to me, how old are you, son? I says, 16 going on 17. And says to me, have you been to sea before? He says, no. And he asked, would you like to go? And I says, sir, I got my passport ready. And they told us they would let us know. And in a few days, we were home, and we heard to say we got a call from Ms. Gwen. And they, of course, took us down to the shipping place and told us, yeah, we were going to sea. And they sent us up to the old hospital to get the physical test. That was the most frightening thing, to get this test, because the people said, boy, you know, you got to take this X-ray. And I didn't know what the X-ray was and all that stuff. And you have to take a urine test and things like that, whatnot. A lot of people didn't pass it. And anyway, we went up there and we got the physical, and we came back down with the results to Miss Gwen. And and we heard that we were leaving, that we were going with these men. And the company that recruited me first was Keystone Shipping Company out of Philadelphia. And
still around, I believe. They're still operating some ships.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I remember now trying to get a suit. And my mother went around looking for the proper clothes for me to wear, because this is like January and it's cold in America. And we got a suit, my first full suit that I wore. Got it, boy, and we were up at the old airport and waiting for the flight to leave. And my mother, I'll never forget, my mother asked this man from West Bato, says, look after my son for me. And says, you take care of him. And she told me, says, anything this man tell you to do, you do it. And that was deceased Mr. Henry Bush. And he was my guardian on the ship while I was there. And some of my friends were on the ship was Selkirk Watler and this guy called Douglas that sails the instant barrier. He was there too, and Captain Curry and this guy Mr. Albury and Mr. Ackerman from West Bay, and it was Mr. Carter from Bordentown, and a whole lot of great men, and you felt so small because you all these men were like giants to you on the ship. You know, they had been to sea before, and you were like the boy on the ship.